is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro & Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listeners' questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Mr. Figaro, the best defense for gentrification is home ownership. Explain, please.
Yes, Ms. Phillip. Great to be here. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And I love saying this because, hey, I meet with many people, when we consult on various issues, and it's always, sometimes it's very emotional for the clients. A lot of people actually cry when they come for these consultations, and their tears, I have to, have some control myself because, You feel like if you might come to tears also. And one of the biggest issues that we have had in our community since 2007 until to this date, and even before 2007, is the fact that a lot of our people in our community is losing their homes. So when we talk about gentrification, when we look out that window, if we live in Kings County, Bed-Stuy, East New York, Bronxville, downtown Brooklyn, all over Brooklyn, we see these tall buildings going up. We see apartment buildings going up. And if you stand long enough in front of those apartments on a morning when people come out of those buildings, or when they go in, into the buildings when they come home from work, you see white people. You see very little. Also, what is happening is there's a loss of jobs. So when we talk about gentrification, not only is the community becoming white, or white because it was never white, but what is also happening is that housing that you thought would be available to black and browns, they're not getting it. When you look at people who lose their homes in foreclosure actions, we see a change in those homeowners from black and brown to white. And when we look at the businesses springing up in the communities, so you might be living in a community where the businesses are predominantly black and brown, but you will see these white bars, white restaurants popping up in the community, in obviously communities that were predominantly black and brown. So not only do we see more people coming in, but those people are not interested in eating at your restaurant. Those people are not interested in your coffee shop. Those people may not even be interested in your law practice, Mr. Figaro. So gentrification impacts all businesses that black and brown people may own, and that's obviously a big issue. It is, you know, people losing their homes, people losing their businesses, people can't afford new rents, and you see a lot of like storefronts that are empty. So gentrification is the loss of obviously a community that you was part of. Gentrification is loss of a job that you might have had, because all those people that, you know, they get off at Franklin Avenue in Brooklyn, you see almost everyone that came off was black on that train or brown, and now it's white. So one train stop after another, whether it's on the L, the number 4, the number 2, the number 3 trains, etc. in Brooklyn, you actually see the gentrification. And you will know which stop is next, because no white people getting off of that stop. Or no black or brown people getting off at another stop. So it means that probably that stop on the train has been gentrified. The neighborhood there, the businesses, the businesses normally are the ones that are last to go, because those businesses are struggling to keep themselves in those communities because they have already established themselves there or bought a property, and they can't walk away from the property because that's their business location. So gentrification again, what does that mean to you? Are you a target? Are you suffering from what is housing discrimination? So these are issues that you should take up with your elected officials. These are issues you could take up with your lawyer. You discuss, you know, at a consult if you believe that your civil rights have been violated. And yeah, your civil rights. Civil rights go not only to employment or when the NYPD stop and frisk you. It's, you know, your civil rights could be violated in different ways, whether it be race, gender, sexual orientation. Stand up for your rights. Ms. Phillip?
That's right. Do not hesitate. Do not procrastinate. Take advantage of this free consultation. Save your home from gentrification. Save it from foreclosure. Call us right now, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Yes, so this is Brian Figaro, Figaro and Associates. Gentrification, as Ms. Phillip mentioned, is, you know, losing your home, you know, so your real estate offices in your community, your broker, you have to be, you know, cognizant that some of them may not be trying to save your home, but rather than that, take your home. And obviously, you have to determine, okay, if the broker is representing me, do I have an agreement to that effect? If you don't have an agreement, is he, you know, then what is the representation? Is that person a broker for the buyer, a broker for the seller, a broker for the investor? You need to determine whether or not you have a agency relationship. Again, this is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Call us at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at Ask the Lawyer. That's www.askthelawyer.us. www.askthelawyer.us. If you have family members impacted in any way, or they want to immigrate to the United States, you, whether they're in Jamaica, Barbados, wherever they are, let them send us an email, and we could work with them so that they are educated on the U.S. system, especially on immigration issues, before they come to the U.S. So if they want to come here as a student, if they want to come here as a worker, an entertainer, they could get information even before they land at Kennedy Airport. Ms. Phillip?
That's right, even before they land at JFK. Right. So call us right now, 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.